أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah made it very clear that the people of righteousness will go to Jannah and the wrongdoers will be punished by Allah Ta'ala. And various forms of da'wah was presented so that the non-believers would accept Islam. Here Allah explains another strategy also in order to win over people, to make them ponder and think. So Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ. To get a form, kaam kiye jao apne jagah par. Oh my people, if you don't want to believe me and you want to carry on in your own way and you are convinced you are doing what you are doing is right, then carry on. Inni amil, maybe kaam karta hu, and I will carry on in my way. You carry on your way and I will carry on in my way. Fasawfa ta'alamun, ab aage jaan loge, and soon you will see that who was on the right and who was on the wrong. If you don't want to accept by my explanations, by the examples I'm giving, by the clear commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then carry on and time will prove who was right and who was wrong. This is one of the miracles of the Quran Sharif, that this is an ayat that was revealed early in Makkah, and finally it was shown clearly in the Battle of Badr when 70 of the top kuffar were killed and 70 were taken as prisoners of war. And at that time, in the beginning when this ayat was revealed in Makkah Sharif, there was absolutely no idea you could have that there could anyone else come into power. The kuffar of Makkah, the mushriks, had such a ruling power that nobody else could raise a finger, forget a head in under them. And so much so that even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave Makkah Sharif. But Allah Ta'ala, the truthfulness of the Quran, the time came when Makkah came under Muslim rule also, and not only under Muslim rule, 1400 years, and it is still under Muslim rule. So Allah Ta'ala, at this very beginning stage, in front of all those odds, Allah said, if you don't want to accept, carry on. Time will prove who is right and who is wrong. مَنْ يَأْتِهِ عَذَابُ يُخْزِيهِ. Kis par aati hai aafat ke us roz ruswa kare. And we will see in due time on whom the punishment of Allah will come. Not only a punishment, but a disgraceful punishment. That you people will be completely disgraced. This punishment is of two places. One was in this world, and particularly at the time of the Battle of Badr, when 70 of the top people got killed, 70 were taken as prisoners of war, and they had to scurry away, and they had to run away from Badr and go back to Makkah, leaking their wounds all the way, and they could not even speak amongst themselves. So terribly they were disgraced that those people who we thought are absolutely nothing, and they passed very terrible remarks about the Muslims, that they have got no power, they can't do anything. Those very powerless people had inflicted this great defeat, humiliating defeat upon us. وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. اور اترتا ہے اس پر عذاب صدا رہنے والا. And that punishment which is of the humiliating and disgraceful punishment, that was one in this world in the Battle of Badr, and the other one will be on the day of Qiyamah, when permanent disgraceful punishment will be meted out to them. They will suffer terribly, and not only physically but mentally also they will suffer. It will be a great humiliating punishment that will be inflicted upon them. So when that is the case, so follow the truth. When the Quran Sharif is such a true kitab, and what it had said and prophesied, how by letter it came out true. So when that is the case, inna anzalna alayka al-kitab lin-nas bil-haq. ہم نے اتاری ہے تجھ پر کتاب لوگوں کے واسطے سچے دین کے ساتھ. We have revealed this kitab, the Quran Sharif, to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a perfect way of life, with the perfect religion and a complete way. So the people who see how true the Quran is, so don't doubt and don't go to any other ideology. Don't go to any other way of life. Don't go to any other education. The Quran is the final and the absolute. فَمَنْ اِحْتَدَى فَلِنَفْسِهِ پھر جو کوئی راہ پر آیا سو اپنے بھلے کو. Again, the Quran Sharif, which is so independent, say, yeah, it is, it has been presented. Now, whoever wants to accept the truth, he's accepting it for his own good. He's not benefiting anyone else. And nobody is in need of anyone. Allah is not in need of anyone. If you believe and you practice and believe in the Quran, it is for your own good. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. اور جو کوئی بہکا سو یہی بات ہے کہ بہکا اپنے برے کو. And whoever has gone astray, to his own detriment, he will suffer the consequences. So whatever the Quran stands for, the way of life of the Quran, the ideology of the Quran, the teachings of the Quran, the education of the Quran, any person who stands for this, he will be doing it for his own good. And whoever goes against it and confronts it, he's doing it to his own detriment and to his own destruction. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ اور تو ان کا ذمہ دار نہیں. And you are in no way whatsoever responsible for them. You had to give the message, that was your duty, and you have given it. If they don't bring hidayat, it is up to them. Until today, it is particularly the duty of the ulama to proclaim the haq, the truth. And if people don't believe, that is to their own harm. And if they do believe, it is to their own benefit. The hidayat of mankind, nobody is made responsible for that. Not even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and nobody else. Allah Ta'ala, He alone gives hidayat, and the message of deen must be propagated in the correct way. And then it's up to every individual whether he wants to believe or he doesn't believe. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.